Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get straight to the core insights. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something many of us think we get, physical wellness. I mean, for lots of people, it's basically just, am I sick? No. Okay, I'm well. But the sources we've looked at, they paint a much bigger picture, more empowering, really, and frankly, pretty fascinating. We're exploring what it really means to optimize your body's function, not just, you know, dodge illness. So our source material actually defines physical wellness as, let me get this right, the optimal functioning of the body and the proactive, intentional practices that sustain energy, vitality, and long-term function. That really pushes beyond just not being sick, doesn't it? It feels more like a roadmap for really thriving.
Absolutely. And what's striking is how our sources position physical wellness. They call it the foundation of vibrant health and high performance. It's really so much more than just being free from illness. It's about feeling truly energized, strong, confident in your body every single day. That proactive piece is key. And a really crucial insight that came up again and again is understanding that every woman has a different biology, stage of life, and lifestyle demands. Which means, well, the best approach has to be through individualized care plans rooted in science and compassion, truly tailoring wellness specifically to your unique needs.
Okay, so that sounds amazing, but how does this vision, this sort of total well-being, how does it actually translate into action? Because it sounds like we're talking about a pretty comprehensive strategy here. What does this holistic approach, you know, involve?
Oh, it's definitely comprehensive. It dives deep into several core areas. So the first one is functional diagnostics. The real insight here, I think, is moving past that simple sick or not sick idea. It's about optimizing your body systems, ideally before problems even start. We're talking full body health assessments, analyzing hormone levels, nutrient deficiencies, inflammatory markers, gut microbiome composition, even things like insulin sensitivity and metabolic rate. It's really about getting a clear, detailed picture of what's happening inside. You know, those hidden imbalances that a standard checkup might totally miss.
Right. So digging deeper, finding those underlying drivers, maybe the root causes. What were some of the maybe surprising or frequently overlooked things that popped up in the sources revealed by these diagnostics?
Yeah, great question. Our sources consistently pointed to the gut microbiome and insulin sensitivity. They're huge. An imbalanced gut, for instance, can affect practically everything. Mood, immune system. It's like a central hub for your health. And insulin sensitivity. Well, that's fundamental to how your body uses energy. Think of it like fuel efficiency in a car. If your body is insensitive to insulin, the engine's kind of sputtering, wasting fuel. Understanding these through functional diagnostics gives you a really precise roadmap for what to do next. And once you have that internal map, you can move to bioindividual nutrition therapy. This uses food as medicine principles, creating personalized meal plans based on your specific metabolic needs, allergies, gut health. It's not about generic diets at all. It could be plant-based, Mediterranean, maybe anti-inflammatory eating, but specifically tailored for you.
Okay, so feeling the body right is critical, but our sources also really hammered home the power of movement, didn't they? What does this comprehensive approach say about exercise?
Exactly. That brings us nicely to therapeutic exercise programs. And again, these aren't just, you know, general workouts. They are movement plans specifically tailored to your personal goals and your body's needs. So that could mean strength and resistance training, maybe yoga designed specifically for hormonal balance, mobility rehab, or even things like pelvic floor strengthening, which is so fundamental for core stability and function, often overlooked, but plays a massive role in long-term comfort mobility.
Right.
And it includes lymphatic drainage movement too, helping your body clear out waste, reduce swelling, basically supporting its own internal cleansing system. It's movement with a clear therapeutic purpose behind it.
Okay, now this next area, cellular and regenerative therapies. That sounds pretty high tech. What exactly are we talking about here?
Yeah, this is where things get really interesting.
Right.
We're talking about optimizing the body right down the cellular level. It's foundational. Our sources detail interventions like IV infusions, delivering concentrated nutrients directly, things like B12 for energy, vitamin C for immune support, or NAD+, that's a crucial coenzyme, fueling cellular energy and repair, like giving your body's power grid a major boost.
Wow.
It also covers things like ozone and oxygen therapy, cryotherapy, using extreme cold to slash inflammation and speed up recovery, like hitting a reset button. And, you know, when it's indicated, things like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, using your body's own healing factors for tissue repair, or even stem cell support.
Yeah.
But, you know, optimal health isn't just about these big interventions. It's also hugely about how you recover and live day to day. And that brings us to recovery and lifestyle optimization. This pillar covers really critical elements, like sleep coaching, improving rest quality, stress recovery rituals, helping your body bounce back, and daily rhythm syncing, basically aligning your activities with your body's natural cycles, your menstrual cycle maybe, or your circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. It also includes specific breathing techniques for calm or energy and posture education too. These things might seem like small daily habits, but when you optimize them, they contribute massively to your overall well-being.
So it's less about just reacting when something's wrong and more about designing a life that actively supports your biology?
Precisely. Exactly. And then finally, to really understand your physical foundation and tailor solutions effectively, there's body composition. This means periodically analyzing fat, muscle, bone metrics, using medical-grade equipment. The insights you get here, they offer solutions for spine health, chronic tension, postural correction, which can hugely relieve pain and prevent future injuries. It's about understanding the actual physical structure that holds everything else up.
Okay, wow. So we've painted this incredibly comprehensive picture of physical wellness, much bigger than where we started. But for you listening right now, what's the actual payoff? What kind of, I don't know, transformation can embracing this kind of holistic, science-backed approach unlock in your daily life?
Oh, the benefits are genuinely profound. They touch both your daily experience and your long-term health. Mm-hmm. Our sources highlight several key outcomes. I mean, imagine waking up with revitalized energy and improved mood. You also see sustainable weight and shape balance, but without restrictive dieting. That's a huge shift from how people usually approach it. This whole view leads to enhanced detoxification, stronger immunity, better cellular function. A lot of people experience significant reductions in inflammation, that feeling of brain fog, even PMS symptoms.
That's huge.
And then structurally, stronger bones, healthier joints, better cardiovascular health. And maybe most importantly, this comprehensive approach really sets the stage for long-term disease prevention and powerful anti-aging results. It's really about building a robust, resilient system that supports vibrant living for the long haul.
We've definitely redefined physical wellness today, moving way beyond that simplistic idea of just health versus sickness,
yeah,
or something proactive, personalized, and really backed by science. It's clear it's about actively building a life of vitality and optimal functioning, not just, you know, living without obvious symptoms.
That's exactly right. This deep dive really shows just how interconnected all these pieces are for your well-being. Hopefully it encourages a much broader, more integrated understanding of what holistic health can actually mean for you.
So as you think about everything we've discussed, what's the one aspect of this expanded view of physical wellness that really resonates most with you? And maybe how might exploring just that one concept further enhance your own daily vitality and long-term health, maybe moving beyond what you even thought was possible?